Recently released state test assessment scores were critical of many school districts. Commissioner of Education Dr. Wayne Lewis says for school districts like Breathitt County, a state takeover was absolutely necessary to keep the schools functioning up to standards.
Just to be frank, the level of dysfunction that was going on was truly unheard of. And so I believe the then commissioner and State Board of Education absolutely made the right call in recommending and then approving state management for the districts.
The Breathitt District has been under state management since 2012, and a recent audit led to the state deciding to keep it that way for the next year. According to Lewis, notable gains have been made and the district is getting back on track.
Since that time, I believe the district has made some significant strides in collaboration with the department leading that turnaround work with Associate Commissioner Kelly Foster. I am encouraged by the strides that the district has made.
But not everything is running perfectly. Although there have been improvements, the audit regarding special needs treatment shows that Breathitt County still has some problems to be worked out and some time before the district is in top-notch condition.
With that said, there still remains some significant deficiencies. And as such, with the most recent audit, we made the recommendation to continue in state management in Breathitt County.
Educators across Kentucky may have concerns that their school district could be subject to a takeover by the state. Lewis says that only extremely problematic districts are subject to takeover.
Whether we're talking about Breathitt or any other district, let me be clear, I have no desire whatsoever for the Kentucky Department of Education to manage school districts across the state. That's absolutely not what I want, and I can tell you from conversation with the Kentucky Board of Education, that is not what they want either.
The point of a takeover is to get the district back into a state where it can properly manage itself. Lewis says that the state hopes not to be in permanent management of Breathitt County.
Obviously, we will continue to support the district, but we have to get the district to the place, and I believe very soon where the district can make those decisions at the local level and assumes primary responsibility for leadership.
Some school districts in Kentucky have had difficulty keeping up. Lewis says as critical as funding is to districts, lack of revenue isn't one of the primary issues that Kentucky schools are facing. He says being in a rural area, however, is a major factor to consider.
So if you're talking about special education staff, mathematics staff, science staff, folks with great training, with great experience, who get results for kids, oftentimes our districts, especially our rural districts that are further away from our metropolitan areas, face challenges with attracting and retaining staff that districts in and around Northern Kentucky, Lexington, and Louisville just don't face.
Lewis says the other major concern is accountability among educators and administrators. He says taking direct responsibility is crucial to getting Kentucky's academics back on track.
We have to get to the place where at every level of the system, we are accountable for our actions. And that's whether you're talking about the commissioner, the State Board of Education, the superintendent, local school board members, the principal, down to teachers and classroom level staff. We all have to be accountable and held responsible for our actions.
For WMKY News, I'm Cody Robinson.